tell you.
There's a brand new report that's going to be released here in the next few days. A Republican study committee looking at the idea that the Wuhan lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and the Wuhan National Biosafety Lab was the source of the outbreak of the virus that we know as SARS-CoV-2 that leads to COVID-19 illness and deaths in this country. 250,000 now since Joe Biden took the office. Since Joe Biden took the office of the president, 250,000 Americans have died. A few weeks ago, we were told that this thing was pretty well wrapping up and in the bag, and now all of a sudden we're back to the point of mask mandates, demands by universities and giant corporations that either you get vaccinated or you're not welcome here. People that are not vaccinated treated like pariahs, as if making a decision about a virus and the vaccine for it, an experimental vaccine, to be clear, let's not make the mistake of calling it anything but an experimental treatment vaccine, whatever you'd like to refer to it as, the mRNA approach. And people that are not lining up to get the jab are being treated as if they're pariahs, being shamed. Enough already. Americans can make their own decision. And let me tell you a couple of things. In the UK, by the way, the COVID cases are now falling. This Delta variant, it's up and down, and they did not lock down. In fact, they eased lockdowns, surprising the experts, says the headline that I picked up yesterday. COVID-19 cases in the UK fell for the seventh day in a row to 23,000 from 46,000 the week before, dropped by 50%. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson has urged the public to remain cautious. In the United States, we're up to about 80,000 cases a day, new cases. The peak was over 300,000. We're nowhere near that, and yet they're trying to come back with mask mandates and demands that you get an experimental vaccine or treatment, however you want to look at it. As many of you know, I've been vaccinated, but I did it on my own accord after doing all the research on my own. It's nobody's concern but my own. If you don't like that, that's fine. I get some odd emails, people, I hate you for getting the vaccine. Well, that sounds awfully liberal of you. You hate me because I made a choice for myself that doesn't affect you. That makes sense. Get over it. The point is, I don't advocate these mandates or vaccination passports or any of it. I mandate freedom in America, as I always have, and freedom of choice, freedom of movement. Don't need papers to move about. No vaccination passports. None of that nonsense. That would be pure foolishness, to be honest with you. But back to this report. One of the things that they found at the Wuhan lab, they had requested bids for major renovations and overhauls of the air safety and waste treatment systems at the research facilities less than 2 years after the lab was built, raising serious questions about whether or not those systems were working properly, lending further credence to the idea that there was a lab leak. Using project announcements published on the Chinese government's procurement website, along with other open source data, interviews with former administration officials and scientists, research papers, and international press reports, Republicans on the Foreign Affairs Committee have built their argument on a timeline that claims the virus escaped prior to September 12, 2019. And you know what that reinforces once again here, my friends? That when I said the virus was here in the United States by Thanksgiving of 2019, I was absolutely spot on. I nailed it. I got that number right. You watch, it'll come to pass. And once again, you realize that the research we do here is second to none. Second to none, and we get it done for you. Extremely important. Now, while this is all going on, if you haven't noticed in the last few days, you must have been not paying attention or just ignoring it, which I don't blame you for. But the hysteria on the left over the virus right now has gone off the charts. Let me give you an example at Bite 5. It's gone off the charts. The hysteria, the demands from the left that you be compliant, because over at the former news network CNN, better known as the Capsized News Network, or maybe Chicken Noodle News works for you, where hysteria is the order of the day. In fact, fear-mongering is the order of the day every day. announced the network demanding full compliance for the experimental vaccine on everyone. And they can enjoy no freedom without full compliance. Listen to Don Lemon here on CNN. Go.
You got to start telling people if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym. If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane. It has nothing to do with freedom. It has nothing to do with liberty. You don't have the freedom and the liberty to put other people in jeopardy.
If other people want the vaccine, they should get it. Therefore, they're not in jeopardy. I know, because we were told that time and again. Let's jump forward to Bite 12. This is what we were told by Dr. Anthony Fauci. Over, and I have to go way back. I have to go into the time machine all the way back to May of 2021. At least 6 or 8 weeks ago. Back to May of 2021 to find Anthony Fauci saying the vaccines have worked, they've done their job, we're turning the corner, and something like that. Listen to this.
Masks is confusing people a little because 2 weeks ago the CDC said that people who had been vaccinated were safer while wearing masks. Now there's new guidance. What changed in that period?
Well, what's happened has been an accumulation of data, John, showing in the real-world effectiveness of the vaccines. It is even better than in the clinical trials, well over 90% protecting you against disease, number one. Number two, a number of papers have come out in the past couple of weeks showing that the vaccine protects even against the variants that are circulating. And thirdly, we're seeing that it is very unlikely that a vaccinated person, even if there's a breakthrough infection, would transmit it to someone else. So the accumulation of all of those scientific facts, information, and evidence brought the CDC to make that decision to say, now, when you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, not only outdoors, but you don't need to wear it indoors.
Apparently that's all changed. Science. We'll be right back.